Imagine a digital economy where every minute, over 500 cyber threats are detected, and the country's defense against these threats is woefully understaffed. This is the stark reality India faces today, with a significant shortage of cybersecurity talent that poses a substantial risk to its digital economy. Reporting on 11th March 2026 highlighted that India has approximately 3.8 lakh cybersecurity professionals against a projected demand of 12 lakh by 2027, as the Data Security Council of India, DSCI, and NASSCOM flagged a persistent and widening talent gap even as cyber threat detections in India surpassed 265 million incidents between October 2024 and September 2025, approximately 505 detections every minute. India's digital transformation is one of the most consequential public infrastructure stories of the past decade. The country now operates Unified Payments Interface, UPI, handling over 16 billion transactions monthly as of early 2026, along with Aadhaar, over 1.4 billion enrollments, DigiLocker, Kota Blue Iron, GSTN, GEM, Government e-Marketplace, and an expanding stack of digital public infrastructure, DPI, that delivers government services at scale. The financial sector, telecommunications, healthcare, and defense procurement all run on interconnected digital systems. Every expansion of this digital stack enlarges what security professionals call the attack surface, the total set of points through which an adversary can attempt to enter, disrupt, or extract data from a system. A country that digitizes at India's pace without a commensurate investment in cybersecurity capacity is not only creating efficiency, it is creating systemic vulnerability. The cybersecurity talent shortage is not a human resources problem. It is a national infrastructure problem. The numbers are precise and alarming. According to estimates reported in March 2026 by industry bodies including NASSCOM and DSCI, Data Security Council of India, India currently employs approximately 3.8 lakh 380,000 cybersecurity professionals. Projected demand could reach 1 to 1.2 million by 2027, implying a gap of over 8 lakh positions within a 2-year horizon. Globally, the cybersecurity talent shortage is estimated at approximately 3.4 million professionals by ISC Superscript 2, International Information System Security Certification Consortium, in its 2024 workforce study, the largest recorded figure. India's share of this global gap is significant and growing. The shortfall is particularly severe in specialized roles, cloud security engineering, operational technology, OT, and industrial control system, ICS, security, threat intelligence, AI-assisted threat detection, digital forensics, and security architecture. Industry data from 2025-26 also points to a 30-40% shortfall in niche cyber roles specifically, with hiring cycles for qualified security analysts and engineers exceeding 90 days on average, a critical delay in a domain where speed of response determines the outcome of incidents. The offer acceptance ratio for qualified cybersecurity candidates stands at approximately 70%, reflecting a seller's market where skilled professionals can be highly selective. But why does this matter? It matters because the talent gap is not merely an academic concern about future workforce planning. It is a present operational deficiency occurring while threats escalate. Reporting from SecRite, QuickHeal Technologies Enterprise Arm, and other threat intelligence sources for the period October 2024 to September 2025 showed approximately 265.5 million cyber threat detections in India, equivalent to approximately 505 detections every minute. Spyware detections increased by 273% in the first half of 2025 compared to the preceding year. Password stealing malware incidents in 2025 numbered approximately 111,281, an increase of nearly 17.9%. Ransomware attacks on Indian organizations, including hospitals, government departments, and manufacturing firms, increased in both frequency and sophistication. The financial sector has been a priority target. RBI's 2025 annual report on cyber incidents noted a sharp rise in attempted intrusions into banking and payment infrastructure. The healthcare sector, particularly after the digitization of hospital management systems under Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, ABDM, has become an increasingly targeted vertical because medical records command high value on dark web markets. The convergence of an expanding attack surface with a depleted defender workforce creates the conditions for high-impact incidents that India's current cyber capacity may be unable to contain. So, what exactly changed? India has built a substantial institutional framework for cybersecurity over two decades, though significant gaps remain. The IT Act and CERT are crucial components of this framework. The Information Technology Act, 2000, amended significantly in 2008, is the foundational legislation for cybercrime and digital governance in India. It establishes the legal framework for electronic records, digital signatures, cybercrime offenses, and network security obligations. Under the IT Act, CERT, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, established in January 2004 under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeitY, functions as the National Nodal Agency for Cybersecurity Incident Response, Coordination, and Advisories. CERT operates a 24/7 incident response mechanism and publishes advisories on vulnerabilities, malware, and phishing campaigns. In April 2022, MeitY issued mandatory cybersecurity directions under Section 70B of the IT Act, requiring organizations to report cyber incidents to CERT within 6 hours, one of the strictest reporting timelines in any jurisdiction globally. Additionally, the National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Center, NCIIPC, established in January 2014 under the IT Act and operating under the National Technical Research Organization, NTRO, is designated as the National Nodal Agency for Protecting India's Critical Information Infrastructure, CII. NCIIPC works with sectors designated as critical, power, banking, telecom, transport, e-governance, and strategic enterprises to establish sector-specific security standards and coordinate incident response. The National Cyber Security Policy 2013, released in July 2013, was India's first comprehensive policy document for cybersecurity. It set targets including creating a workforce of 500,000 cybersecurity professionals by 2018, a target that was not met. It also proposed establishing a National Cyber Coordination Center, NCCC, which CERT has since made operational. A revised National Cyber Security Policy, sometimes referred to as NCSP 2020, was in draft for several years but has not been formally released as of March 2026. This policy vacuum is significant. The 2013 policy predates smartphones at scale, cloud computing's dominance, the rise of DPI, the expansion of IoT devices, and the emergence of AI-enabled attacks. India is operating its most complex digital infrastructure against a 13-year-old policy framework. The Digital Personal Data Protection, DPDP, Act, 2023, passed in August 2023 under MeitY, establishes obligations for data fiduciaries, organizations that collect and process personal data, to implement appropriate technical and organizational measures to secure personal data. It creates a Data Protection Board of India, DPBI, for adjudication. The DPDP Act adds a compliance dimension to cybersecurity. Organizations must now prove technical security adequacy, creating demand for cybersecurity professionals in data protection and governance roles. But why is the talent pipeline broken? Most Indian engineering colleges teach cybersecurity as a theoretical elective, typically in the final year of a computer science or information technology degree. The curriculum rarely includes live vulnerability labs, capture the flag, CTF, exercises, security operations center, SOC, simulations, red team, blue team exercises, or forensic investigation on real malware samples. Students graduate with theoretical knowledge but no practical skill in the tools Wireshark, Metasploit, Splunk, CrowdStrike Falcon, OpenVAS that the industry uses daily. Industry-recognized cybersecurity certifications, including CISUP, Certified Information Systems Security Professional, CEH, Certified Ethical Hacker, CompTIA Security Plus, and OSCP, Offensive Security Certified Professional, are expensive, costing between 30,000 rupees and 2 lakh rupees per certification, and are often inaccessible for students from non-metropolitan institutions. Employers demand 2-3 years of hands-on experience for even mid-level security analyst roles. But entry-level roles with mentored on-the-job training are rare. The result is that thousands of interested graduates cannot enter the profession, while vacancies for experienced professionals go unfilled. Breaking this paradox requires apprenticeship models, structured internships, and tiered entry pathways linked to practical skill assessments rather than just certifications. Approximately 92% of Indian organizations rely on outsourced or managed security services in some form. Managed security service providers, MSSPs, and security operations center as a service, SOCAS, offerings have grown rapidly. Outsourcing is a legitimate strategy for SMEs and even large enterprises for routine monitoring and compliance. However, outsourcing has a structural limitation. Strategic cyber capability cannot be permanently outsourced. Critical government infrastructure, defense networks, financial market infrastructure, and public digital platforms require in-house security teams with clearances, institutional knowledge, and continuity. So, what must India build? India needs a layered, long-term response structured across four dimensions. At the education level, the All India Council for Technical Education, AICTE, and the University Grants Commission, UGC, must mandate practical cybersecurity curriculum reforms, mandatory SOC labs, ethical hacking exercises, and cloud security practicals across all computer science and IT programs. The IITs, NITs, and IIITs should develop specialized postgraduate and doctoral programs in cybersecurity, information assurance, and digital forensics. At the skilling level, NASSCOM Future Skills Prime, CDAC, and NIC, National Informatics Center, should massively expand subsidized, practically oriented cybersecurity training with clear pathways to employment. Apprenticeship frameworks under the National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, NAPS, should be extended specifically to cybersecurity roles. At the policy level, a revised and comprehensive national cybersecurity policy must be released, incorporating the realities of AI-enabled threats, cloud-native infrastructure, DPI security, or ICS security, and the DPDP Act's compliance requirements. A clear national cybersecurity workforce development strategy, with specific targets, timelines, and institutional responsibilities, must accompany it. At the research level, India must fund dedicated cybersecurity research centers that work on threat intelligence, vulnerability discovery, and indigenous security tools, reducing dependence on foreign security software for critical applications. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's current cybersecurity professionals stand at approximately 3.8 lakh. The projected demand by 2027 is approximately 12 lakh, with a gap of over 8 lakh positions. The global cybersecurity shortage is estimated at approximately 3.4 million professionals. There is a 30-40% shortfall in niche cyber roles, with an average hiring cycle for specialized cyber roles exceeding 90 days. The offer acceptance ratio for qualified cybersecurity candidates is approximately 70%. Approximately 92% of Indian organizations use outsourcing for cyber support. The total threat detections from October 2024 to September 2025 were approximately 265.52 million, with detections per minute at approximately 505. Spyware increased by 273% in the first half of 2025 compared to the preceding year, and password stealer incidents in 2025 were approximately 111,281, up 17.9% year-on-year. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for prelims covering the IT Act 2000, CERTIN, NCIIPC, NTRO, National Cyber Security Policy 2013, DPDP Act 2023, NASSCOM, DSCI, CDAC, NIC, AICTE, and key certifications like CISAP. For mains, it falls under GS3, covering cyber security, critical information infrastructure protection, digital economy, skilling for digital India, and technology governance. In the interview, you might be asked if India's pace of digital expansion is ahead of its security capability and how India should approach digital sovereignty. In conclusion, India's digital economy is at risk due to a significant shortage of cybersecurity talent. The country must address this gap through a multidimensional approach, including education, skilling, policy reforms, and research. This is not just a matter of workforce planning, but a critical component of national security and digital sovereignty. The future of India's digital public infrastructure, including UPI, Aadhaar, GSTN, and ABDM, depends on its ability to defend against escalating cyber threats, making the development of a robust cybersecurity workforce an urgent national priority.